Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
What are they proposing as far as tax reform? What are they talking about job growth? What are they talking about coming down on government regulations? What are they talking about as far as expanding trade? Nothing. They're angry people. They're angry people who are losers, who are on the outside and screaming. First of all, you try and listen to them, and they make almost no sense. These are people who are living in dirt. These were people who were involved with drugs. There were violence. There was rape. You're talking about a small number of people. You probably get more people in a mass in St. Patrick's Cathedral on Sunday than you got in Zuccotti Park. I think the media has made a terrible mistake in somehow romanticizing and giving these people credibility.
And you deserve credibility, sir. That's Congressman Peter King, a Republican from New York, who explains exactly how he feels about the Occupy Wall Street protesters, suggesting that the news media is glamorizing what they're doing. And, yeah, to a point, the news media does that with pretty much everything and everybody, or at least in terms of attention. Lots of noise is made, but he has, as usual with his point of view, gotten it wrong. He's kind of one of those meat and potato guys, right? But with him, nobody except those who agree with him has any right to say anything. And that's why he would never get any further in office than he has. But then, is he one of the inside trader guys? That'd be something to look up. That's one of the other stories this week. A lot of different things involving politics and politicians in our charts for the week of November 14th to 18th, and that's what we're overviewing. The Occupy Wall Street gangs, and I put that in quotation, number one item this week. Doug Steffen here with the National Talk Radio Countdown Show. Rundown of the top 10 determined by the folks at Talkers Magazine. They monitor talk radio programs and hosts and the stuff that's juicy in the news talk business. Sports talk also included, and that's the number 10 this week, the NBA labor issues. Is there going to be even a game, one single game played? Is there a season? Apparently that's in jeopardy, and that's what's at number 10. Number 9, the Congressional Insider Trading Examination. I don't know that we ought to convict, and we try them. News media gets at these sorts of things, and already everybody is guilty. Not everybody is guilty, but there are some guilty people here, no question about it. The Solyndra case, another point of stupidity and embarrassment for the current administration. Number 8. Number 7, the super committee in Congress. Can they do their job? Or are we so stuck in politics that we can't even do what will keep us from destroying ourselves from within? Let's see. Number 6, Obamacare going to the Supreme Court. It's probably a good thing. You agree with that, I'm betting most people think. Although there are ways you look at the Obamacare thing, and that's what we try to do here, is present both sides of issues. You can look at the Obamacare thing and find some good in it, but generally speaking, it doesn't seem to be what they call customer preference. Nuclear ambitions of Iran, number 5. Europe's economic situation is number 4. The Penn State scandal, crisis, problem, however you want to use whatever word there, they have a serious, well, it'll be interesting to see what their, they have 40,000 people there on campus, which would lead you to expect they have 10,000 and about 10,000 people they admit every year. I'd love to see what their admissions numbers are. Number 2, the 2012 presidential race, the Republicans who are running, and then Occupy Wall Street is number 1. So we've reviewed those for you. Let's stick with number 1 as Aaron Katursky from ABC talks to Ken Altshuler and Mike Violette, who are radio hosts, about the Occupy protests and protesters.
There are now several hundred demonstrators who have surged toward the New York Stock Exchange. Part of the day of action they have planned to mark 2 months since the movement began. They've run into a wall of New York City police officers, not letting them anywhere near the Stock Exchange. That provoked some clashes with police. So far, though, this demonstration has been mostly peaceful, nonviolent, just loud at times as the demonstrators try to make a move on Wall Street.
Aaron, any sort of new resolve today after the whole thing, Zuccotti Park, was swept the other day?
Well, I think so, and the movement is really struggling to redefine itself because the occupation has effectively ended. They kicked them out of Zuccotti Park in terms of allowing tents and tarps, and so they aren't really occupying anything. Today, I think it's meant to show that the movement is still active and alive. They are now surging toward the stock exchange, and then later they have plans to occupy subway stations, march to the Brooklyn Bridge, and rally in Lower Manhattan.
And, Aaron, originally Mayor Bloomberg had said that the protesters could stay in the park as long as they wanted to. Obviously, he said they could come back but not stay overnight. Is Mayor Bloomberg being criticized or complimented for this view?
Well, it depends on who you talk to. I think some of both. There are those who live and work down here that said it's time for the occupation to end. There are those who are criticizing the mayor's handling of this, saying he is not, allowing these protesters to exercise their rights. He says protesters have a right to protest, but do not have a right to occupy a park with tents and parks. And this is where we find ourselves now.
Who agrees with whom about all of this? A lot of police, depending on what side of the marching you're on, they're either cops or they're police officers. 800-510-8255. The police in Boston have blocked protesters that were marching over the Charles River. So we seem to have an attitude toward these people that I think is dangerous, frankly. Some of you think that they're dangerous. There's nothing about them that's dangerous. It may be inconvenient. It may be that they're not that bright in their understanding of what some of the issues are. But the seat of American is, this is how you can see, this is how you can tell the country's really in trouble, because the people who don't understand what it means to occupy, or if you will, protest peacefully, some people are really angry. But there's no understanding, there's no listening, and the police have become belligerent in some circumstances. Politicians have become belligerent, and when that starts, there's a real problem. 800-510-8255 always reaches us if you want to find yourself involved in these conversations. But because for this particular hour of the countdown, we're going fast through all the top ten. If you want to be heard, you need to work fast. Email to Doug at DougStefan.com as we move along on the countdown. It's 14 past the hour.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
If you take a multivitamin but your needs have changed, now you can get more support to help keep your heart healthy, your energy up, your eyes sharp now and down the road. or to support a healthy pregnancy from conception to nursing. Introducing Centrum Specialist, multivitamins with all the benefits of Centrum, plus additional support for your heart, energy, vision, or prenatal needs. Find your Centrum Specialist. New Centrum Specialist helps make nutrition possible.
Know the worst part of being on your feet all day? Tired, achy feet. But I found a solution. Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. I stepped on the Dr. Scholl's kiosk at Walmart, and it recommended the Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts that were best for my feet. Now my feet have the right amount of arch support and cushioning, and they're guaranteed to work or your money back.
Nurse to room 12.
Now when I'm on my feet all day, I'm more energized. You can be too.
Find a Dr. Scholl's kiosk at your local Walmart at footnap.net.
All right, the countdown moving along. Number two this week on our countdown is the situation with those who are running. Newt Gingrich moving into a prominent position. It's interesting, you look around, Ron Paul and Gingrich and Mr. Romney are all in about the same position. Here's talk host John Sylvester talking about Newt Gingrich and his relationship with the folks over at Freddie Mac.
Here's the story from ABC. Freddie Mac in a conjugal relationship with Newt Gingrich.
Government-backed mortgage company Freddie Mac was at the center of the financial crisis, receiving more bailout money by far than any of the banks. And today we learned, in the years leading up to the financial crisis, Freddie Mac paid Newt Gingrich nearly $2 million.
He did no lobbying of any kind, period.
Yeah. Paid him for his advice as an historian.
Sounds like a whole lot more than just being a historian.
I love that. An historian! Yes, Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae need historians. And Newt Gingrich is an historian. Let's hire him as an historian. $3,000 a month. To do what? Well, on this day, you cost the taxpayers another $50,000. On this, well, turns out Newt Gingrich, if he was their historian, was also bashing them.
The House and a strategic advisor. I was approached to offer strategic advice. I was glad to offer strategic advice.
Gingrich has also been...
He was glad to cash your checks as well.
Glad to slam Freddie Mac on numerous occasions, blaming it for making too many risky loans, leading to the housing bubble, which almost cratered the economy. During the last election, Gingrich hammered Barack Obama for taking campaign contributions from people who worked at Freddie Mac. And in a recent debate, he went further, saying that prominent Democrats should be jailed for their ties to Freddie Mac.
If you want to put people in jail, I want to second what Michelle said. You ought to start with Barney Frank and Chris Dodd. For Barney Frank's case, go back and look at the lobbyists he was close to Freddie Mac.
Gingrich has worked for...
He's literally stuffing his fat pockets with their money.
Freddie Mac drew a harsh attack today from one of his rivals.
He took money to also influence senior Republicans to be favorable toward Fannie and Freddie.
Gingrich was on Freddie Mac's payroll for 8 years, beginning in 1999. He claims he tried to warn them they were making too many risky loans.
I said to them at the time, this is a bubble. This is insane. This is impossible.
But sources familiar with Gingrich's work for Freddie Mac say they don't recall him ever saying anything like that. They say he was hired for one reason and one reason only, his political influence.
I watched that story this morning and I burst out laughing. Yes, I warned them about the bubble. Nobody remembers that news.
Okay, he's then in the same category, perhaps when it comes to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, as the Congressman Mr. Frank from Massachusetts. As a young graduate student pursuing an advanced degree in modern European history, Newt Gingrich wrote a dissertation titled Belgian Education Policy in the Congo. In the course of writing 23 books, he has pontificated on a lot of subjects, including Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, as it turns out. 23 past the hour on the countdown. I'm sorry, 21 after the hour.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, so we've taken care of a focus on the protesters. We've taken care of the presidential race with a reference. Now up to number three in the countdown this week, the Penn State scandal. Let's start with an excerpt from Fox. Sarah Palin doesn't mince words when she talks to Greta Van Susteren about Jerry Sandusky.
It's not the players' fault that they have a perverted former assistant coach. I would like to see the players not suffer more than they have suffered. As for the perp and perps, though, that allowed the sinfulness to go on as they had allowed in the past, you know, I say about this assistant coach Sandusky, hang him from the highest tree. I'll bring the rope. I think it's pathetic. It's horrible. It's atrocious what took place. If it is true that these children were victimized, then he himself and anybody who allowed what he did to go on, they should be the one to suffer, not today's young players who have been innocent in all of this.
Lest we start too much of a fire mess in the media, I assume when you say by hanging by the tree that you are being that you also believe in the process, the criminal justice process. Because I know everyone's going to say that you wanted no process, but just hanging by the tree. You don't want to just hang him by the tree. I assume you want to. Criminal process.
Hang him from the highest tree and I'll bring the rope if he is guilty of what has been alleged. If he abused these young children and ruined their lives unless they get a lot of help, Greta, in order to deal with the victimization that they are now suffering from, he needs to be punished to the fullest extent of the law if he is truly guilty.
Why in the world would anybody care what Sarah Palin had to say about what's going on at Penn State? I looked at that and I thought to myself, what is this? Okay, so she's a mother. What else is there? She's a talking head. All right, so maybe we'll give it that much. Here's radio man Mario Solis Marish talking to attorney Mary Griffiths about why Sandusky's lawyer allowed him to do that interview.
Everybody, of course, the nation is gripped. You know, by this, by the horrible and tragic incidences, alleged incidences in at Penn State. And, you know, as, you know, we saw Sandusky actually do an interview that he knew was going to be aired on television. Before I get to the key question here, let me ask you, what do you think of that? Do you think that that was a smart thing to do?
In this particular instance, no.
In pretrial strategy, you can utilize the media in a lot of high-profile cases that I get into personally. You're utilizing the media, trying to get your story out before trial. All of that is a lot of strategy. In this instance, the way it was done, no, I do not think that it was effective.
Now, let me ask you a question. Give us an idea. Is this an attempt, let's say, and we're not talking about this, but when you do it properly, is it an attempt to basically hopefully reach one of the potential jurors that will eventually sit in on your trial?
Absolutely. I mean, I know a lot of lawyers, you know, kind of hem and haw over this topic, but is it done in high-profile cases? Absolutely. And, you know, the way it is done and sort of the purpose is to get certain information, certain facts out for, you know, the trial and public opinion before the actual trial occurs. So, yes, is it to reach potential jurors? Absolutely.
And corrupt the system. Well, here's something that sort of twists and turns this around. There are people having fun with this, including Jay Leno.
And former Penn State assistant coach and professional sleazeball Jerry Sandusky insisted in an interview last night with Bob Costa that he is innocent. He says he never sexually abused young boys, although he said he may have horsed around in the shower. Hey, if he loves horsing around in the shower, he's going to love prison, okay?
A full story about what happened at Penn State will only come out through the civil lawsuits that now appear inevitable. The matter raises novel, sort of challenging legal issues, according to a lot of lawyers who are watching this sort of litigation. Time will tell. It's 28 past the hour on the countdown.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is Movies for Grownups.
Here she comes, here she comes.
That's Bonnie Tyler on the soundtrack of Giorgio Moroder's Metropolis, now on home video for the first time in more than 20 years. Film purists were outraged when Moroder took Fritz Lang's 1926 sci-fi classic and added his own score, sung by stars like Freddie Mercury, Adam Ant, and Pat Benatar. But now we can enjoy this Metropolis as a delightful time capsule of not just one, but two unforgettable eras. Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly, in your own home, with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on Movies on Demand on cable weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. Tom Hanks reinvents himself in Larry Crown, Johnny Depp sets sail again in Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides, and Reese Witherspoon and Hal Holbrook risk everything in Water for Elephants. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grownups. I'm Bill Newcott.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the master prostate formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it, Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now, free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now, 800-716-6520.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satansshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. Satansshow.com.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
It is 33 after the hour now. You're listening to the end of the week wrap-up, the charts, if you will, the stories, the topics that have garnered the most interest according to the surveys done by Talkers Magazine and the folks who produce this program with me, the Talk Radio Countdown, a review of Talk Radio, News Talk, issue-oriented, so-called political talk radio. And at number four, number one, just to quickly review, the Occupy shutdowns, protests. The presidential race is number two, Penn State number three, and the European debt crisis, what's going on financially, number four. So let's spend some time on that. Here are our hosts, Bob Davis and Tom Emmer, talking about the effect Europe's debt crisis may have on our economy.
U.S. banks may be exposed to European debt at a higher level than has been disclosed. You know, you've heard about MF Global, which they still can't find, the $600 million, and now the regulators are saying, boy, something nefarious went on here, and maybe even illegal.
Really? They think maybe some illegal activity happened.
Maybe. And this is just the beginning. Fitch said yesterday, it's a rating service, that U.S. banks could take a big hit if Europe's debt crisis spreads. Here's the problem. Nobody really knows, because not all these banks disclose all of the information, so nobody really knows what the exposure is. But I watch this Europe thing every morning, and I got to tell you that I don't see how you can fix a problem that's related to debt with more debt. And when you look at the economic growth for these countries projected forward, they're not going to be able to pay this off. So there's going to be a default event in Europe. They're already talking about Spain. We sort of started on Greece, then we moved to Italy. Both Greece and Italy have new governments of so-called technocrats, which are economists, not politicians. Unfortunately, they will succumb to the same political pressures as politicians, maybe even sooner. Technocrats have a terrible record. And the situation is, now we're moving to Spain, and it's about debt liquidation. So if there's a default situation, in other words, if one of those countries just throws up their arms and says, we can't do anymore, the European Central Bank cannot be the lender of last resort. That's not the way it's set up. It's not like the Federal Reserve, and they want it to be. They've got to stop doing this. Do you know that the Federal Reserve is now the owner of more debt, more U.S. debt, than any other entity in the world, including China? Now, how long do you think it's going to? And we have the same problem. I mean, we have our GDP. Our debt is now 100% of our GDP, hit $15 trillion last couple of days. And, you know, where do you think that's going to, how's that going to get paid down? And so there's a lot of concern this morning about debt. There was a lot of concern yesterday when Fitch made this announcement. And it's like people just keep thinking that it's going to be okay.
Well, and you know what? I want to take this just a little bit different because you're right. The European debt situation is amazing. It is not contained. It is a wildfire that has the capacity, the potential to grow out of control financially across the globe. You're talking, some speculation is $3 to $4 trillion.
Nobody knows how much.
Of U.S. banks involved.
All right. So here's the situation. The German and the British leadership meeting amid tension over efforts to resolve this debt crisis situation. The future of the European Union, some say, hangs in the balance. Germany has the biggest economy. It's been the leading player in efforts to resolve the situation with the 17 countries in the, if you will, the Eurozone. Here's money host Barry Armstrong talking to Harvard University's Richard Parker, who has a connection to the Prime Minister of Greece.
I understand that you have firsthand knowledge of Lucas Papademos, the new Prime Minister of Greece. Can you tell us how you know him?
Yeah, he's a colleague of mine here at the Kennedy School, and I've been a consultant advisor to Prime Minister Papandreou for the last 2 years. And in the last year, Mr. Papademos, Dr. Papademos, has also been informally advising the Prime Minister. So Lucas and I have had plenty of time to talk about the current situation.
Is he a career politician then, or is he an educator? What's his background?
He has 3 degrees from MIT, a bachelor's degree in physics, a master's in electrical engineering, and a doctorate in economics. So I think he's fairly skilled at doing economic policy. Mm. He was a professor of economics for a time at Columbia University, and then he went back to Athens. In the mid-1980s, he became a central banker, and he served ultimately as the Alan Greenspan, or the Ben Bernanke of Greece, and helped actually bring the Greeks onto the euro from the drachma. When that was finished about a decade ago, he was then elevated to vice chairman of the European Central Bank, which is the central bank for all of Europe, not just for Greece, and he stepped down from there about a year ago.
It doesn't make much sense to me, just, you know, organizationally in terms of his background. Why would he be named as prime minister? He doesn't seem to have a political background, from what I've read.
Well, you may not have noticed, but like America, there seems to be political gridlock in Europe, and Greece is one of those places. This is a country where the Tea Party is banging it out against Occupy Wall Street,
yep.
And so they've tried to find a technocrat who is trusted by both sides of the political aisle, by and large, and secondly, has the respect of European finance ministers and bankers, because the problems for Greece are not just inside Greece, they're in Europe as a whole. And Greece right now desperately needs to get this latest $11 billion slice of aid that they've been promised, and beyond that, to complete this deal that would deliver another $140 billion worth of aid over the next several years. And the parties have deadlocked on those deals, and so they're hoping that Papademos can get them through.
All right, so the situation in Europe and the money crisis is number four. Number five, Iran and their desire, apparently, to have nuclear power. From CNN, Fareed Zakaria talked about what he believes needs to be done about Iran. Again, this is the number five issue this week on our chart.
Last week, the International Atomic Energy Agency issued its most serious warning about Iran's nuclear program. It argued that Iran seems to have experimented with various technologies that suggested it was trying to build not just a nuclear program, but a nuclear weapons program. This finding, to be clear, is at odds with the views of the former head of the IAEA, Mohammad El-Baradei, as well as the report issued a few years ago by the United States' National Intelligence Council. It's difficult to be sure what to make of these intelligence judgments, because they are judgments that try to determine the intentions of the Iranian regime. One thing is clear. Iran is developing an increasingly robust nuclear program. Having read all the reports, I'm still not sure that anyone knows what Iran's plan is. Is it to develop a breakout capacity, meaning a nuclear program and a missile program, but not actually marry the two together? That would keep Iran within the legal framework of the Non-Proliferation Treaty, which it signed and takes pains every year to prove that it adheres to? Or is it to develop the weapons themselves? Frankly, the former would be the smarter course. It would get the benefits of increased influence. It would be seen as having a nuclear capacity, but not attract the total clampdown on trade and other kinds of sanctions that would come from actually having nuclear weapons. but let's take the IAEA report as valid. It still makes the case for some kind of contact with Iran. As he left office as chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Michael Mullen said that one of his greatest worries was that we had no communication with Iran. He worried about miscalculations, the misreading of intentions, and thus war. Look, at the height of the Cold War, we talked to the Soviet Union, an adversary we were contesting in dozens of countries around the world. We talked to Mao, a man with a large nuclear arsenal who several times said that he would welcome a nuclear war that would destroy half the world. We talked to Muammar Gaddafi. Meanwhile, we do have a containment policy toward Iran that appears to be having some effect. Its neighbors are allied against it, and with the United States, the pressure has restricted the regime's room for maneuver. There appear to be internal tensions within the regime. And yet, rather than keep the pressure on and see if we can find a way to get inspectors in, we now hear calls for war one more time. Let's be clear. We are talking about a preventive war against a country that has not attacked us on the basis of intelligence reports. It is easy to start a war. It is very difficult to predict how it will go and where it might end. I think we need to ask some hard questions before we start launching the missiles.
Yeah, all you have to do is say, Iraq, hello. We were going to be out of there in, what, 3 months or something? Here we are just getting out almost to 10 years later. So there's some interesting things to think about with that discussion of the Iran situation, which is number five here on the countdown. Number six is Obamacare, and we'll get to that. Does it go to the Supreme Court? The discussion was prominent this week on talk radio, and we'll listen to some of the pros and cons of that discussion just a few moments here on the countdown.
What do we do before social media? Smoke signals? I mean, everybody's using it. Wouldn't it be great if you, small business owner, could get your best customers to share your message with all their friends? Now you can, with email marketing from Constant Contact. That's right, email. You send a Constant Contact email to your customers. It has a share button that lets them, well, share your message on social media. And suddenly, OMG, their friends become your next customers. This so beats smoke signals. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
The cold season, the 100 toughest days of the year, when noses run more than sprinters in training, and there's not a thing you can do. Or can you? With 100,000 simple acts of relief, Robitussin is giving you a chance to get the relief you need, like a prepaid gift card that can be used for things like a night away. Or you could win the grand prize of $100,000. So visit SimpleActsOfRelief.com and enter for your chance to win. Robitussin. Relief made simple.
No purchase necessary. Over to U.S. legal residents 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Runs 10/24 to 2/112. See official rules at SimpleActsOfRelief.com.
Here's today's Ask the Expert Foot Care Tip, sponsored by your friends at Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics, which provide customized comfort and support for all-day relief of your tired, achy feet. A lot of foot problems are caused by wearing shoes that don't fit right. Here are some tips for buying proper-fitting shoes. First of all, they ought to be well-cushioned, have a soft leather upper, firm sole, and be flexible at the ball of your feet. The heel area should be supportive but not too stiff. The front ought to have plenty of room for all five of your toes. Most importantly, new shoes need to fit right away. They don't need to be broken in. If they don't fit, they're probably not the right shoe for you. You could end up with foot pain or discomfort. So by following these tips, you and your feet can be happier. If you'd like more advice, go to drscholls.com. Ask the Expert, brought to you by Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics. Just step on a Dr. Scholl's kiosk, and foot mapping technology will measure your arch type and pressure points, then recommend the custom fit orthotics that are best for you. Find a store at drscholls.com.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Solomon Jamerson, 2nd Infantry Division, awarded the Silver Star for heroism.
There was a courier-type individual walking down the street. This one individual came up to the road junction and went into a ranch house, or a farmhouse, pushed down the wall, and then an artillery piece started firing at our tanks up, advancing up the road. We went back up and continued firing on all the various locations, and numerous other locations had opened up fire at that point, which confirmed my suspicions that this they were laying in wait for our units to come. I did not learn about it until a year later, I was back in the States. But the commander down on the ground was so pleased with our actions, he put us both in for the Silver Star.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You're like most people, you're probably holding off until Black Friday to start your holiday shopping.
The countdown has begun.
Well, then you're already behind.
What?
Rent-A-Center's pre-Black Friday sale is going on right now.
Oh, man.
Get to Rent-A-Center and beat the holiday rush for amazing pre-Black Friday deals on Sony smart TVs and Acer laptops. But you better hurry.
Out of my way!
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
800-510-8255 is the phone number here as we work our way quickly through the top 10, the items of interest to number 6 this week. The Supreme Court is going to hear arguments on the constitutionality of Obamacare. Here's host Jay Severin talking to attorney Lee Casey about a Wall Street Journal article that he wrote that's basically a focus on this very issue.
Headline reads, Obamacare and the Limits of Government. Subhead, when asked if the health law was constitutional, then-Speaker Nancy Pelosi sneered, are you serious? Now the Supreme Court has decided it's a worthy question. And Mr. Casey's article begins this way. The Supreme Court has agreed to decide whether Obamacare is constitutional, granting a hearing in a case brought by 26 states shortly after the law was enacted in March of last year. In so doing, it will be ruling upon the very nature of our federal union. The Constitution limits federal power by granting Congress authority in certain, and I'm going to add limited, defined areas, such as regulation of interstate and foreign commerce. Those powers not specifically vested in the federal government by the Constitution, or as stated in the Tenth Amendment, as we discussed earlier, as prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. And this article continues to say the Patient Protection and Affordable Health Care Act, a.k.a. Obamacare, is unconstitutional according to these 26 states and Mr. Lee Casey, who joins us now. We're all really truly fascinated by this case, as I guess all citizens ought to be, but we have been especially. Tell us, if you would, what you believe are is the central question or questions before the court.
Well, truly the central question is whether Congress has the power not merely to regulate commerce, to regulate people who engage in commerce in one way or the other, but whether it can require you to engage in commerce.
Right.
Traditionally, that kind of power, we call that a police power. It's the kind of power that the states have, that our Constitution, in fact, reserves to the states, and it's the sort of power that permits you to regulate someone for no other reason than that they're in your jurisdiction, that they're one of your citizens. And states do that. They do things like, for example, requiring you to get certain kinds of vaccinations if you want to send your kids to school.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the leading case on this comes from the beginning of the 20th century, and it's from Massachusetts, where the state was facing a smallpox epidemic, and they required people to get vaccinated. The states clearly have that power. The federal government clearly does not have that power.
All right. So we know that this is going to be a hot topic. It's something very controversial, and that's part of the sum and substance of what goes on in the world of talk radio and talk television. Number 9, we're going to get to the super committee, which is number 7 in a few minutes, but number 9, the insider trading accusations against members of Congress. Here is Senator Scott Brown from Massachusetts talking on a radio program about these charges of insider trading aimed at members of Congress.
It would appear that Congress is involved in insider trading. This was all exposed on 60 Minutes this past weekend, and my understanding is you're taking a stance on this issue. Would you care to share your position with us, please?
Sure. Well, we had grumblings of it back in July, and my staff has been working on it, and it was obviously brought to the forefront in a 60 Minutes piece of something that really, if in fact we were not members of Congress, the potential is that it would be deemed insider trading, and I'm not pointing any fingers or trying to create any problems for anybody, but bottom line is if Congress is going to pass laws that affect ordinary citizens, we should have to adhere to the same laws. And what the proposal does, which I'm glad to say we filed it and it's getting an immediate hearing, Senator Lieberman and Senator Collins have agreed to a hearing on it, which says if anybody is getting any non-public information, behind-the-scenes type of information, whether it's a congressman or woman, senator, mm-hmm. or their staff, if they use that information for personal financial gain, some type of stock tip, so to speak, then it's illegal, and they'll be held accountable, and believe the penalties up to the SEC, probably very similar to the kind of penalties that an average citizen would get.
See, this is the kind of stuff the Occupy protesters are involved in. You don't hear any reports of that. There are a lot of people protesting as well. There ought to be. This, in my opinion, ought to be the number one or number two story on the charts this week. Insider trading by members of Congress. It's just barely being discussed. And it is one of the true outrages of the week, the month, the year. It's 51 past the hour on the countdown.
With the economic bad news getting worse each day, are you ready for the hard times ahead? This is Alex Jones with a special self-reliance report. I've said on this program before that studies show that in a true crisis, 8 out of 10 people will remain sheep-like and passive, frozen like deer in headlights of an oncoming car, waiting for others for help. 1 out of 10 will actually panic and endanger family and friends as they melt down. And only 1 out of 10 will take swift and decisive action when the going gets tough, dramatically increasing their chances of survival. Folks, I've just read a new book called Ready for Anything. It's a must-read for anyone who wants to increase their chances of survival in the coming hard times ahead. To read more about this important new book, go to readyforanythingmanual.com. That's readyforanythingmanual.com. I've got my copy. Get yours today at readyforanythingmanual.com. That's readyforanythingmanual.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Sort of an offhanded comment for a moment. I've been thinking about the discussion of the Jerry Sandusky interview that Bob Costas didn't do a great job with, in my opinion. A lot of people need to calm down. We're so hungry for good journalism that a fair and solid but not unordinary interview was thought of as great and hard-hitting and even unprecedented. This was a man who wanted, for whatever the reason, to be interviewed, and very likely he called Costas himself. That's the buzz as we get to the end of the week. This was not Woodward and Bernstein, folks. It was informative, yes, and good to talk about, but it's not earth-shattering stuff. Meanwhile, the super committee is in the focus here as the number 7 item on the talk countdown this week. Here's host John Thompson talking to Mike Frank from the Heritage Foundation about what he thinks will happen if the super committee can't come up with a deal.
We are a week away from that deadline to reach that $1.2 trillion hit off the deficit. What happens if there's no deal?
Well, the way the Deficit Control Act works, it actually envisions a consequence if the committee gridlocks and comes up with nothing, or if it comes up with something less than $1.2 trillion of budget savings. And that something is called a sequester, which is an automatic reduction in certain identified areas of federal spending. So half of the total, roughly $600 billion, comes out of the national security pot. That's not just the Pentagon budget. It's also intelligence, and it's also State Department. So it's sort of like both soft power and hard power. It involves foreign aid, money to the UN, all those pots of money, as well as the military spending.
There are some DOD, Department of Defense critics, who are saying it's about time that the defense has some cuts because they're overdue. But the Defense Department and other supporters are saying this would be absolutely catastrophic to the Department of Defense and generally the nation's security.
Well, yes, our experts at the Heritage Foundation on this argue that even without this round of cuts, the cuts that are already in the pipeline would lead to a readiness crisis within the next couple of years. So this would be on top of that dire situation. And people who've studied defense pretty closely realize that and argue that the kind of missions you would expect our military to be able to carry out would go by the wayside if these cuts were to go through. So it would really hamper our whole national security apparatus for a long time to come.
Nonsense. Nonsense. If you look at the waste, fraud, and abuse in the Pentagon budget, Department of Defense waste, according to government accounting, well over $240 billion a year. Don't believe one iota of that baloney from the guy from the Heritage Foundation. They're just sticking up for their pals who keep them open and pay for their existence. Here's a talk radio caller who thinks we've gotten to the point where neither side is capable of working with the other on this super committee to make cuts in our budget.
I want people that are independent thinkers, not beholden to the party of the Democrats or the Republicans. No, sequestration is not an option. What it tells the world and tells our country and tells all the voters is that we have people that can't work together in Washington, D.C. And this is the problem. This is the problem nationwide, where the parties, all members are beholden to the party of what the party ideology is, and what you know, what happens from there. I mean, you know, they were put in there to do a job, and they're getting paid a very nice, handsome salary to do a job. So get it done. And if not, this is a prime call to find independent people that want to actually do what's best for the American people. And we have to work together, and we have to stay strong, or otherwise we're on the verge of the rise and fall of the Roman Empire just because of two political parties.
Yep, time for a third political party, and then some. All right, so number 8 is the Solyndra case. That's been discussed till you're blue in the face. And number 9, we covered already, the insider trading in Congress, and Sports Talk Radio number 10. Countdown Extra has Regis leaving. Man, are people talking about this? Here he talks to the ladies on The View about his emotions.
Well, I'm overwhelmed by all the response to me leaving, to tell you the truth. And
you knew you were going to stay.
not a bad idea. But it is a kind of a bittersweet feeling, you know, that you want to stay, but it's really time to go, Barbara. 28 and a half years in the same building, the same Gelman. I mean, how much can I take?
Please. It isn't as if you want to stop working, because you don't. You're not retiring.
No, you're
so
right.
People want to know, then why did you decide to leave?
Because I thought it was time to leave, and maybe I would like to try something new just for a few years if I could. And that's why I left. Yeah, I kind of got not bored really, but the same situation.
Bored.
What'd you say?
Bored.
Bored. You got bored.
That's what he said.
You bored yourself. That's why you left. First she destroyed Ricky Gervais just like that, and now she's coming after Regis.
It's 59 past. Thanks for listening.